Can you remember, amongst all those years, anything particularly memorable or unusual that you worked on? You know, sort of odd projects that came along. Because I know they did submarines and all sorts of things, didn't they?
On the A-team, I had to look after the submarine blocks that we were making.
Strawn and Henshaw.
Weapons firing systems. And it was, I think it was 5 years behind. But I think the whole submarine was something like 10 years behind. So in this scheme of things, it was no big deal. But it was very, very interesting because you had to find out what was going wrong, why this wasn't working. And so I achieved a couple of quite nice successes there, much to the pleasure of Graham Lockyer. He was really pleased, even though a couple of them were related to design not being
quite right.
Well, things we missed on design. I also was on, as I mentioned earlier, service tools. And that was quite interesting because at that time, again, we were into hovercraft and hovercraft blades.
Well, the Bell LCAC, wasn't it?
SRN-5 and SRN-4 and SRN-6. And in use, they had severe blade erosion problems. So you had a blade protection strip on the front of the blade that was allowed to wear and then be replaced in the field. So I had to design a bit of kit to do that, which was quite interesting.
Out in the field.
Yeah. So that was like electric fires strapped onto the blade to warm the blade up and heat it and cure it. Quite interesting.